Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. So death.
You guys, I want to remind you that all the pictures are up on Global 14 for the 14 and 14 tour. You can also check out all the videos. All the Living in Life videos are up as well, so check those out. Also want to let you guys know the Global 14 store is now open. Continue to check back every day for new items being added to the store. Right now you have the So Def Afro Man pillow and the figurine. So go ahead and check those out. If you're a collector, go ahead and, you know, purchase them. Get them now because there's only limited quantity. So once again, the Global 14 store is open, and we will continue to announce every day what exactly has been added, just in case anybody has missed anything. Right now I'm looking at the store. And besides that, we also have one of the G-Jams winners, Orlando Dixon. He is selling his Heartbeat MP3 for $1.39 in the store. Once again, this is what JD promised. People are getting ready to sell the music in the Global 14 store. So I know a lot of you guys probably didn't think it was going to happen, but here it is. Orlando Dixon Heartbeat is in the Global 14 store. If you want to purchase this song, go ahead and purchase it. Well, another thing is it is hot as far as the Global 14 West Coast 14 and 14. It's still a rumor. It has not been verified, and no one knows whether or not it's going to happen. But I just want to let you guys know that keep hitting up Crown Roderick on Twitter. That is Crown Roderick, R-O-D-E-R-I-C-K. And keep hitting him up and letting him know that you guys pretty much, you guys want a West Coast Global 14 and 14 tour. All right? So keep bombarding Crown Life and everyone else and letting them know, you guys, if you guys don't say nothing, it's not going to happen. That's how I feel about it. So the more we try to hit these people up and let them know, like, this, there is a need for a West Coast 14 and 14. I think it's going to happen. All right, so go on global14.com. If you guys need any information as far as the show, you know, stay tuned on Global 14 if you want to even, you know, find out whether or not there's going to be a West Coast 14 and 14 tour. All that will be exclusive on global14.com. If you haven't seen it on Twitter, but last night, well, actually this morning, Dondria and Brandon Hines have a new duet out, and it's called So Ill. So definitely check that out. The song is hot. I love it. Brandon Hines is dope. I don't know how many people actually are familiar with him. Most of the lifers are because every time he does something, JD posted on global14.com. So there's a lot of videos you can check out, past Living the Life videos for Brandon Hines. He is on there, so definitely check that out. Other than that, you guys, you know, I hope that everyone is ready for the holiday weekend. I know my boy Jeezy, I know you're finishing up some papers and stuff, but I know you're getting ready to get ready for the Thanksgiving holiday weekend, so what's up with that? You got any big plans for Thanksgiving?
Yeah, I'm glad I'm finally going to get the hell out of here for a week. And, you know, I'll go to my Thanksgiving. I'll go to my girlfriend's Thanksgiving. I think they'll both be fun.
Right.
I mean, last Thanksgiving wasn't so great. I ended up getting the flu. The flu's going around where I lived. And I probably will never eat turkey or green bean casserole. So hopefully there's some ham at these Thanksgivings I'm about to go to, because I am not doing the turkey again.
Right. Okay, well, as you guys know, I am vegan, so most likely I will probably have my, I don't know, who knows what I'll have. I'll have something. I'm going to try the meatless turkey this year, and most likely, of course, you guys don't know. You know I have my Steve's in hand, but other than that, I'm sure I'll have a pretty good time. I don't know if I'm going to end up anywhere, but. Definitely, you know, if you guys want to share some of your Thanksgiving stories and some of your traditions, call in 760-913-4119. We would love to hear what you got going on. We can continue to ask people what they have planned for Thanksgiving. And then, you know, definitely talking about the holidays and talking about tradition. All right, so another thing I want everyone to know that this is a reminder, tomorrow Heavy D's Wake will be held from 12 to 6 p.m., okay? So that is tomorrow. Heavy D's Wake will be held tomorrow in Mount Vernon, New York, from 12 to 6 p.m. It's at Grace Baptist Church, 52 South 6th Ave, you guys, in Mount Vernon, New York. Once again, Heavy D's Wake will be held tomorrow from 12 to 6 p.m., all right? Well, one of the things that I wanted to talk about today real quick, you know, I noticed a lot of people, even on Global 14, you guys, Global 14 is a global site, which means that globally it's not all about music. It's about fashion. It's about life. It's about religion. It's about everything. And I know a lot of people get on there and they're hoping that JD is going to notice you. You're hoping that JD is going to notice you, excuse me, and give you a record deal. I want everyone to, how can I say this nicely? I want everyone to realize that you are not the only one that's doing that. Also, I want you to realize that you have to prove yourself. You can't just pop up and make a video and think that that's all that it's going to take for JD to notice you. Okay, you got to create a buzz for yourself. So I'm not an artist, and I'm not a producer, so I can't answer any questions for you. A lot of people are tweeting me their music and all the other stuff. I don't listen to it. I've told you guys that over and over again. I do not listen to people's music. I am a consumer, which means that if you send me your music and I listen to it, you'll either hear me say it's hot or it sucks. I don't know what else to tell you. I'm not an artist. So if you don't want to hear either one of those things, you want more, you want me to really critique your music, I really don't know what to say. So definitely go into Pump It or Dump It group on global14.com and see if you can reach out to any other artists in there, producers. There's a lot of artists and producers on global14.com and ask them to listen to your music. But I'm the last person that you would want to listen to your music, because I am the person that you would want me to buy it. So I'm not going to give a really good answer on, you know, what's going on with your music and whether it's been engineered correctly or all the other stuff. I don't get into all of that. So definitely, once again, I just want to make sure that everyone understands that you have to create your own buzz. No one is going to hand you a life that you really can't handle. So when people cannot handle rejection, then you're not ready for this entertainment business. And I can tell you right now, being on this radio show, that I get criticized, I get stabbed in the back, and it will never end, okay? So I'm tough enough to know that not everybody's going to like me. They're not going to like my voice. They're not going to like this show. It's okay. But I want you guys to just understand something. I do this for the lifers. I do this for me. And I will continue to do this show until I can't do it anymore. But I don't let any negative comments or people's opinion deter me from doing what I need to do. So I just wanted to make sure that I put that out there and everybody understood that you have to pave your own way. You have to make your own lane in life. This is not, you know, this is not an easy thing for me to come on here and do. It's not easy for me to do this every single day and research. You know, it's really not an easy task because I have to research. I can't just get on the show and just talk about anything because I am representing Global 14. I am representing JD. So a lot of you guys think that this is easy. It's not an easy thing. So if you guys have any questions about the show or anything that I just said, you can call in or you can hit me up on global14.com at Crush. What I want to do real quick is go ahead and take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we'll get into the quickies of the day.
Yeah, I woke up this morning with a brand new swag. Like, fuck these niggas, let's get this cash. I like money and bitches with money. I'm a real ass nigga, you can't take that from me. I like money and bitches. And bitches with money, I like money and bitches, yeah. And bitches with money, I like money and bitches, money and bitches, money and bitches, money and bitches, money and bitches. Okay, I like that cash, I like that loot. She say she like that dick, well girl that dick like you. It's Charge Nation, the army, get that soldier salute. And if it's me and my bitch, then I like that coupe. I throw some ice on too, just so I shine right. Then I blow what's left, getting my mind right. Money on the radar, get it to the graveyard. And my homie got that thing, nigga, gon' play hard. Okay, it's raining, nigga, what that flood cost? I found hate, but no love lost. Do it like I taught you, getting twisted like a car school. If you ever wanna ball, then tell them flip a sport. I woke up this morning with a brand new swag. Like, fuck these niggas, let's get this cash. I like money and bitches with money. I'm a real ass nigga, you can't take that from me. I like money and bitches with money. I like money and bitches with money. I like money and bitches, money and bitches, money and bitches. I like money and bitches. I got money with niggas, she like niggas with money. I say, goddamn girl, hey, what's up with your tummy? She say, look in the snow, you know I've been in the gym. He ain't blowing no strong, so I ain't fucking with him. See you step up your sway, see you rocking them Tims. I say, bitch, see this boots, you see me rocking these Tims. Don't I look so Versace, don't I look so Versace. Take a look at me now, I used to trap in the ratchet. Right now you a 10, as you see I can count. I say, you so look good, hey, but what's in your account? All fuck broke bitches, cause them bitches be funny. They spend their money on bitches, I like my bitches with money. I woke up this morning with a brand new swag. Like, fuck these niggas, let's get this cash. I like money and bitches with money. I'm a real ass nigga, you can't take that from me. I like money and bitches with money. I like money and bitches.
All right, welcome back, lifers. That was Young Swift with I Like, featuring Young Jeezy and Jim Jones. Hey, like I said, that's one of my favorite songs right now. A lot of people are jumping on this. I don't know what to say, but if you call my house, that's probably what I'm most likely going to be listening to. So, anyways, let's go ahead and get into the quickies for the day with my boy Jeezy. What's up, Jeezy?
Nothing much, but our first story, you know, Joe Paterno, he might be not, he's no longer going to have a job, but he is going to have one hell of a pension check each year that he'll start receiving. According to an article I saw today, Joe Paterno will be receiving around $500,000 a year. Now, pensions are configured by taking the average of your three highest years paid, and Joe's salary over the last 3 years went from $541,000 to 568,000. Now, that is amazing. Joe is 84 years old, and according to the state of Pennsylvania, he has over 60 years of being employed in the state.
Wait a minute. Hold on. You mean to tell me this dude's been working? He's 84 years old?
Yes, he is old.
His ass need to be somewhere sucking on some oranges or something. You know what I'm saying? 84 years old, still coaching football? Man, he was supposed to leave a long time ago. Get the hell out of here. All this money.
That's some kind of dedication. He'll definitely be living comfortably. But 84 years old and still coaching.
Yeah, 500,000 a year? 500,000 a year?
That's what he's most likely going to get, and that's what he could even receive more than that, a little bit more than that.
Golly.
So, I mean, shit, give or take, take away 100,000, he's still going to be well off.
Yeah, someone in the chat room said most likely he'll probably pass away within the year. That's not a good thing to say, but you know what? It's probably true. He'll probably end up being senile, and I mean, there's no telling. I don't wish anything bad would happen to anyone. You know, that's not something to say, but definitely, I'm thinking this is going to take a toll on his life because he's 84 and he's been coaching ball, so this is all he's been doing, you know? This is all he's been doing, so I can't imagine, I guess I don't want to start taking bets on this man's life, but hopefully he can get past this and live out the remainder of his years happy with his $500,000 pension.
Yeah, definitely. And this next story, it's some crazy shit, like always. And before I get into it, you're going to say, what the hell, somebody actually did that? Yeah, somebody did that. Friday night, a 20-year-old Idaho man shot at the White House. Now, at first, police were skeptical to believe if somebody was intentionally shooting at the White House or if it was just something that coincidentally happened. Maybe a shooting was going on in a nearby area and one of the bullets actually just went astray over towards that direction. But the man was found in Pennsylvania, and that is where he had fled after the shooting. Now, police are currently unaware of the man's motive. They're still trying to figure that out. But they tracked him. One reason that was suspicious was they found the man's abandoned car several blocks away from the White House, along with an AK-47. And it also had a extended clip with it. So nobody's got a good reason to just be carrying one of those around. So, you know, that's definitely going to raise some questions. And, I mean, they found the man to be somewhat sketchy. When he was arrested, they found out he didn't have a very clean background, and his family had no idea where he was. They hadn't seen him for about a month. So many questions are really being asked about this guy currently.
Yeah, you know, I've read the story, and one of the things that I read, it just said that he shot, and they're not really saying where the shots landed, where the bullets landed, but they said some of the White House staff was inspecting outside of Obama's window, his bedroom window. So they're not really saying that that's where the shots went. But, you know, in my mind, I'm just thinking, if that is true, that's where some of the shots landed, then I kind of feel like, okay, how would anyone know? Like, who can stand outside of the White House and say, okay, that's where the president sleeps? You know, and okay, if there is bulletproof glass and whatever else, but my whole point is, I'm sure something else is going to come out of this because it's, you know, people just don't start shooting at the White House all of a sudden. You know, his term is almost over with, and I think this is it's kind of fishy. What you think?
I definitely think so. I mean, I don't think it's a coincidence that something like that just happened. I think there really is something going on with it. And I think it's a shame that, I don't know, just every day and every day we keep seeing more and more of these hate crimes. There's always crime, but I mean, every day, I mean, it just seems like, where the hell is all this taking everyone?
It's getting worse. Yeah, it's getting worse.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say about it either. I'm going to stay in my damn house. That's what the hell I'm going to do. I'm going to stay home.
Got someone like this guy, and you might not even be safe in your own home. He was trying to go for Obama, and he was in his home, but shit.
Right. Well, no, actually, he wasn't there. He was on his way to Hawaii. So that's the good thing. He wasn't even there. But I guess for me, it's kind of like, you know, still, where he chose to shoot is kind of fishy to me, you know, why he chose to shoot in that area. So, like I said, I'm sure something else is going to come out of it. Well, once again, what we're going to do is go to another quick commercial break, come back with the spilled tea, and then go ahead and get on with our special guest of the night, Samir Taylor. And once again, I told you guys, this is a transgender man that is going to be on the show. No questions are off limits. We definitely are going to dig deep into this subject. I know a lot of you guys have already contacted me and are pretty excited about the show. So definitely stay locked in for that, and we will be right back.
Hey, yo, baby, tell your friends to get with my friends, and we can be friends. This the remix.
Baby, this that G-Mix, we get heated, lead them panties, ain't it? She say her laughs was super wacky, sex was overrated. Gotta give her that good, I'm laying in the wood and I was overlaid it. I give her that pound game, then I slows it up. Nibbling on your ear, she love that teasing stuff. See, you's a nasty girl, with your fine ass. If it's wet enough, I might just need a wine glass. I'm super freaky, no top on the guinea. No flaw in my diamonds, a house on my pinky. We body to body, I keep me a hottie. She kinky as hell, get it off in the lobby.
Baby, you don't have to try to read my mind, cause you know I wanna get it in.
Remix.
And tell me why would we just think about it?
Yeah.
Tonight we do it twice. Tell by your handbag, that boy don't do you right. Birkin, baby. Go Merkin, baby. Got some pocket change too. Now you're working, baby. Got her the Bentley coupe. She call that old news. My Tamar Braxton doing shows too. Paid well, yeah. Like she's supposed to.
Yeah.
I'm a made man. I'm in the old school. No jewels, which is rough for me. But she's so cool. I kiss her carefully. Emergency room, she was there for me. Right back on my feet, I swear I'd never leave.
Baby, you don't have to try to read my mind, cause I know I wanna get it in.
Yeah.
Welcome back, lifers. That was Ace Hood featuring Chris Brown, Rick Ross, Wale, and DJ Khaled with Body to Body Remix. Definitely a hot track. Getting a great buzz out there. You know me, I'm a breezy fan for life. So, you know, to me, anything Chris Brown jumps on, I definitely love it. So, anyways, let's go ahead and let's get into the spilled tea of the night with my girl, Renita. What's up, Renita? What you got for me today?
What's going on, everybody? Well, it looks like Oprah's BFF / I still say girlfriend, crush don't say a word, Gail King is leaving the Media Mogul's own network. It looks like she is going to be joining CBS. An official statement has come out, and CBS is dropping the early show and is replacing it with this new morning lineup, which will feature Gail, Charlie Rose, and Erica Hill. The last episode of the Gail King show will air Thursday. Now, I don't know about anyone else, but I don't know. Crush, I'm thinking this might officially end their relationship. I mean, I'm sure they'll be BFFs, but I don't think they're going to be girlfriends after this move. Aww, what do you say?
Man, no, not over no damn show. Come on now. They probably talked about this a long time ago. You know what? I'm gonna have to check this story because I don't believe this shit. Gail is not leaving Oprah. I don't care what nobody says. A show is not gonna break their relationship down. There's no way. No way.
I don't know. Some of my industry buddies are saying that they feel Oprah may be eyeing up buying CBS. And she's using Gail to get in the door.
Hello? See what I'm saying?
Hey, she did get one of Discovery Channel, so.
That's what I'm saying. So, hey, what do? Send your goons to go.
Exactly. You send your boo out.
See, there you go with that shit. Now, look. My thing is Oprah went ahead and said, look, Gail, we just going to go ahead and start taking over CBS. So you got to go over there and get your little show on, get it going, then that's what we do. So if that's what Oprah is doing, more power to her. I see that happening, but I don't think their relationship is going to end. I don't see that happening now.
We're going to have to keep an eye on this, a real close eye. Dr. Dre claims he's taking a break. First of all, I personally want to say that I feel this is a bunch of bull. I feel there's a foul somewhere, flag on the play, call it what you want to call it, all of that, because we have been waiting for this Detox album for a good 20 to 50 years now. Dre keeps telling us it's coming, stuff getting leaked, but apparently he told The Fader recently that he needs to take a break and a vacation because he's been in the studio for the last 27 years. Now, I don't know about anybody else, again, but Renita is saying to y'all lifers, you ain't getting a vacation until we get a hard copy of the Detox album. Not a mixtape, not no EP, not no single. I need a hard copy, full album. Then you can go on as many vacations as you want. I don't even need a video. How about that? Oscar-winning director Steven Spielberg has all Hollywood abuzz because he is set to direct the new movie Gods and Kings. Now, this is a biopic that tells the entire life story of Moses from beginning to his death. Now, I hear that Steven is in talks with Warner Brothers to be the film's production home. So everyone knows how Mel Gibson got hit over his head with Passion of the Christ. People are like, you went too far. Or people were on the other side of the spectrum thinking it was a really well-done movie. Crush, do you think Steven's going to get backlash like Mel got?
Yes, because let me just tell you, probably right before the show, me commenting and telling people to tune in for the show tonight, because you guys know Samir is going to be on the show, who is a transgender man, and it's just funny that I had some jackass hit me up on Facebook and make a comment about, you know, the Bible and stuff. And so let me just say this, going back to what you asked me. If I can get, you know, some type of backlash off of this, then definitely Steven Spielberg is no exception. He's going to get it really bad because of who he is. So I don't see him being spared at all. Definitely don't see him being spared.
Yeah, it's going to be very interesting because he's also doing the biopic of Abraham Lincoln, which I believe Daniel Day-Lewis is going to play Lincoln, and he kind of was getting a little backlash of that. So I totally agree. I think he's going to get a lot of backlash for Gods and Kings. And lastly, I have got a hand on the Playboy magazine reject list. Yes, it does exist. And I was a little shocked about some of the people that were on the list, like actually why they were even thinking of doing Playboy anyway. But Kelly Osbourne, Kate Gosselin, first of all, she probably did it because she needed to feed all them 8 kids. Audrina Patridge from The Hills. Yeah, The Hills
Wait
is gone.
Minute.
I could see
you
her needing
Kate
money.
Gosselin? You said Kate
yeah,
Gosselin?
I said Kate Gosselin.
Okay,
yes.
Does she still got that mushroom haircut?
Who knows what she has, but apparently Hef wasn't feeling
her
with any haircut.
Playboy with that haircut.
Yep, and that's why Hef was like, nope. The famed lesbian singing group Tattoo, I don't know if you guys remember them, but apparently they begged to do a spread with both singers, and Hef was like, hell no to them. I'm like, damn, Hef. Britney Spears is on their pending list, and he says as long as she keeps her act together, he would love to have her do a spread. So I don't know. When you get, I don't know, even Mendez or Michelle Rodriguez in there, hit me up, because none of them I honestly really want to see naked, but that's just me. Again, my personal opinion. This is your girl, Renita, with the spilled tea for the day here on Real Talk on Global 14 Radio. You can catch me on Global 14. I'm at Rock and Rolla. That's RockNRolla.
All right, you guys. Well, the time is near. We will take another break before we get into this great interview with Samir Taylor. So, once again, if you are listening, and you have any questions for our special guest tonight, call in 760-913-4119. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
Rap to you real quick. I want to enjoy the luxury of like not knowing each other for real. Hold up.
Lotus flower bound, firefly. Take me high. I can teach you all the sounds of love.
Flower bomb. Let me guess your favorite fragrance. And you got that bomb. I'm trying to detonate you. No disrespecting, baby. Just trying to make you smile. Try to keep my spirits up. That's why I lay this down. Try to keep your spirits up. Lil vodka, whatever. Took it forever. Took your dress. I acknowledge your effort. So I clap for her. She deserves an applause. Shawty working so hard. She deserves that baton. Shawty wear your baton. Racing through my mind like she heard that. I got that work. I heard that she been on strike. Care to tell? I read your mind. She been on them dollars first. Caramel macchiatos when Shawty get in the work. I can be your boyfriend, be your nigga, or a brand with purse. I'm just trying to work that. They just trying to work your nerves. I'm just trying to read your mind. I'm just trying to feed you mind. I'm just trying to give you light. They just trying to leave you blind. Blow up on your mind. This is not no Sandra Bull, but your potion number 9. Navigating through her eyes, destination to her thighs. And I hate to tell you too much, cause I stay with too much pride. And we way too young to know love. Maybe not, but we don't need no rush. Don't believe in love at first sight, but believe in love at first. Can I be with you just one night? I can wear you out inside. I can tell you like persistence, but I make you come and try. I just think we need one night. Can't decide if I can't write. Easy, baby, my thing's
type, but that lotus flower just ain't right. I ain't thinking I ain't right. Can't stop, but I can't fight. Easy, baby, you the bomb and all, but I be damned if I do not land mine. Or at least try, can I speak up? Was it peace out? Can we eat lunch? Can we take shots with your flavor? Flat drinks, we call 8 cups. I just think I need one night. Slightly more if it's done right. With that gorgeous face, I don't know your name. It ain't important, babe, cause I'ma call you mine.
I feel it when you dance.
All right, lifers, that's Lotus Flower Bomb with Wale and Miguel. Definitely, I see, look, the chat room is really busy tonight. I mean, I don't know what's going on tonight, and maybe it's the subject. Like I said, I knew a lot of people would want to know what's going on and want to ask questions, but we're going to go ahead and pull Samir Taylor live. Samir, what's up?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, so first of all, I want to welcome you for coming on the show tonight. I want to thank you definitely for wanting to share your story and educate people on who you are and, pretty much, dispel some of the myths. A lot of people also, which I haven't shared with a lot of people, I have known you for, man, it's been, 14 years?
Close to it, 1997.
Yeah, been a long time. So I've known you before this transition, and here we are again today. So let's go ahead and get into what you're here for. Once again, you guys, this is Samir. Samir is a transgender man. And what we want to do is, if you guys have any questions, call in anytime during the interview. We will definitely get your questions in at 760-913-4119. So, Samir, so you were born a female, correct?
That is correct. That is correct.
All right. Now, where were you born and raised?
I was born in Shreveport, Louisiana.
Shreveport, Louisiana.
Yes.
Okay, down
in the South.
All right. Okay. And being that you're from the South, I'm sure you having these feelings and growing up in church, at what age did you feel you were different?
As far back as I can remember, I can even go all the way back to Head Start, like 4 or 5. Definitely by 3rd grade, you're coming into yourself, so something's like totally different. So, I'm in 3rd grade wanting to wear neckties. Wonder why I have to sit down to use the restroom. So, those are the type of things at a young age that you start dealing with, because society tells you this is what you're supposed to do as a born female. But in your mind, you're like, no, this is wrong. This doesn't feel right.
Right. Right. Okay. So, given that, at that age, and then, as you got older and wanted to express yourself, did you ever tell anyone about how you felt?
Never. Okay. No, not at all. Being raised Southern Baptist, those are just things that you didn't talk about. You held that in. And then when it got to the point where, it was just obvious that I was attracted to women, having to even say that was hard without going into details of why I like women, because that's what I'm supposed to do.
Right.
Like I said, being a Southern Baptist Christian musician in the church, that wasn't going to fly.
Right, right. Okay. So, all right, well, let's get into this then. You're a woman.
Okay.
Who dated women, and society considered you a butch woman. And what I want for our listeners, too, I want you to describe to everyone, because no one knows what you look like. Some people do it there on my Facebook, but really, I want people to know, you, before you made this transition, you were what some may consider a butch woman. So what is a butch woman?
A butch woman is a masculine woman that feels comfortable and dresses in men's clothing, yet they still know that they're a female, that they were born female, and they're comfortable with being a female.
Okay. Okay. But in your case, because you did not feel like you were a woman, and that's not, you know, that just in your heart and in your soul, you felt like, you know, you were male.
Correct.
So what were
Correct.
The type of things that you did that that kind of helped you pretty much, you know, make you feel comfortable about being in society? So as far as hiding yourself, like hiding your breasts and all that other stuff, you know, let our listeners know that some people might think that, okay, so if this is how you felt, then you're walking around with, you know, okay, you're walking around with big titties. So pretty much the bottom line is, I don't know any other way, but you're walking around like that, but you're dressed in men's clothing and you want to be a man. But there are certain things that you had to do in order to make yourself feel comfortable. So what did you do?
That is correct. Yes. I mean, it's like as far as being 18, 19, coming out saying that, you know, I like girls and not feeling comfortable with the way I look. I mean, but if you think about it, I've always worn boys' clothes, always. Ever since I was able to pick out my own clothes, I went to the men's department. But as far as a butch lesbian or a stud lesbian or a dominant lesbian that wears men's clothing, then, I mean, a lot of them are okay with their breasts. Some are not. Some wear sports bras. Some may wear more than one sports bra if they're large-chested. So, you know, you have to realize that even though they're butch and some are not comfortable with their bodies, there are some that are comfortable with their bodies. And so they do things or wear bigger clothing so that you won't see their figure, or wear bigger shirts so that you won't see their chest, and try to put it down with a sports bra. Whereas with a trans man, that's something totally different on a whole different spectrum.
Okay. All right. So, okay. See, this is a lot, because even right now, I know me and you talked before this, so I know we have a lot of stuff to cover. So my mind is just going and trying to make sure that I, you know, help everybody understand, you know, what it is that, you know, we're trying to educate everyone and let everyone know, you know, this is important, because a lot of people feel this way. A lot of people don't know where to go. So I'm glad, once again, I'm glad you're on the show. So once again, you were not born with any male parts whatsoever. No drinking beans.
So
people might consider you being transgender, and they might say, okay, he is a hermaphrodite then. And help me understand, what's the difference between what you are and being, and what a hermaphrodite is?
Okay, first of all, let's be politically correct. Hermaphrodite is no longer an appropriate word to use. We call those people intersex. These are people, individuals that are born with both female and male parts, organs.
Okay.
So an intersex person is someone that is born with the physical traits of male and female genitalia, whereas a transgender is born either male or female. However, their mind and their inside of them, everything, their soul, their mind, their feelings, everything is of the opposite gender.
Okay. Okay. So I want to make sure.
Me born female, I am a transgender male. Therefore, I was born a female. However, in my mind, I did not see female, nor did I feel female. I felt male from whenever I could remember.
Okay. All right, so we got it. So no longer should we say hermaphrodite, it's intersex.
That is correct.
All right, okay. I hope all y'all writing this shit down. It is intersex, which sounds a whole lot better to say in a conversation than hermaphrodite. So I appreciate you correcting me on that. So,
not a problem.
So you making this transition, you know, and dating women, how many of your partners knew this is how you felt?
None.
Okay.
My last relationship was, I would say, I guess about 3 years ago. We were together for 5 years. And I remember year three of our relationship, she found some trans men websites on my laptop. And she came to me and she was just like, what is this? And I'm like, well, why are you on my laptop, first of all? But since I don't have anything to hide, you know, it was like, I didn't know what to say. Because I was dumbfounded, because at that point, I knew that these stories I had seen on YouTube or the websites that I've read, that I knew that's exactly who I was. However, in order for me to, I had to know who I was within myself to be able to verbalize it and explain it to anyone else. So therefore, if I wasn't able to verbalize it, there's no way I could tell you why I was on this website or what I was looking for, because I had to come to grips with it myself, that this is an actual terminology, this is an actual, this is who I am. This is like, wow, this is who I am. I never knew how to explain it, but this is it, like, to the T. So,
right.
You know, when she said it, the first thing she said to me was, so you want to be a man? And I just stood there like a deer in headlights, like not knowing what to say, because in my head, I was like, how can I be what I already am?
Right.
You know, I can't try to be something that I already am. And, you know, and that kind of hurt, even though, you know, we stayed together and tried to work it out. But yet it still, it didn't. That was always in the back of my mind that, okay, you can't go this journey with me if that is the first thing that came out of your mind. You say you love me, you would have went through this journey with me through thick and thin. Now, 4 years later or 3 years later, whatever, you want to go through this journey with me. It's too late now.
Right.
Because I'm already there. You should have been there with me from the beginning.
Right. Okay. Look, you know, I remember me and you having conversations in the past, and we'll get to that later towards the end of the show. But definitely, you know, it's having to reveal and share that with someone. And then, you know, in your mind, like, dang, can I really share that with this person? Is this the person that I really feel like can understand and, you know, support me? I'm sure you were going back and forth with that, you know, as well, because it's just like, okay, now really, do I even want to be with this woman, you know, because now it's out there. And now it's, you know, something that I have to deal with right now. Okay, well, you know, so that happened, and obviously in your mind it's like, you know what, I have to go ahead and deal with this. I have to be who I am, who I've always felt that I am, and, you know, stop, not really playing around, but really just, you know, stop procrastinating and hiding. I guess you could say it was hiding. Would you call it hiding?
Exactly. Yes, I would call it hiding.
Okay. All right, so when was the day, can you remember the day when you woke up and you decided that you no longer wanted to live as a woman, and you wanted to make that change?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That was, like, one of the best days of my life. Because, you know, coming to realization with yourself is like, one of the best things besides getting saved. So, you know, coming to realization within myself, it's like, I remember this day. I was like, okay, you know what? This is it. I'm going to make my first counseling appointment. You know, because I had been in and out of counseling for years trying to deal with this, but still, again, never actually verbalizing it for myself, never actually coming to the realization until I said it, this is who I am. I felt like you said, I was hiding for who I was and who I knew I needed to be. So the day I made my counseling appointment, I think that was, like, the best day of my life besides my first initial testosterone injection. Then that was like, whoa.
Okay, so let's get into the process, because it is, people think, you know, even though this is how you always felt, but in order for you to start the process, and even legal-wise, you it's a lengthy process. So help us understand from that point, and when you got your first testosterone shot, what exactly are the steps that you have to do in order to make this transition into where you are right now?
it really depends on each person because every man's journey is different.
Okay.
And I say that because there are some people that do not transition with chemicals or with testosterone. There are some people that actually transition naturally. There are some people that are born with more testosterone than estrogen and vice versa for the trans women. Whereas for me, I went to counseling. Like I said, I went to counseling for, I would say, a total of 4 to 5 years before actually starting my transition counseling.
Okay.
I got a counselor. I've gone sessions like maybe once a week. That's how strenuous it was for me to come to realization of this is what I am, this is what I'm doing. So, you know, I had to go back into my childhood to conjure up all these other feelings that I felt coming into my transition. And also let me sidebar and say, no, I was not molested. No, I was not raped. I didn't have
I
any childhood
ready to
bad
ask you
experiences.
That.
Yeah, no, not at all.
People will think, so people will think that, okay, did something happen to you to make you
I had the perfect childhood, perfect, in church, everything, nothing, you know, straight A student, honor roll, everything. Like my mom would tell you, I was the perfect kid ever.
Right.
So
right.
That, you know, in itself, you know, just reliving the whole childhood experience, reliving your adulthood, realizing, okay, you know, this is what I have to do. I mean, even during pre-transition, you have to realize everybody's not going to transition with you. So you have to make it up in your mind, like, okay, am I prepared to lose people out of my life? Am I prepared to kick people out of my life, to have people walk out of my life? And my main concern out of everybody was my mother. So I had to come to grips with that. Like, there's a chance that you might be disowned from your family, you know, being in this world alone. And there are so many guys, whether they're gay, bi, trans, or whatever, that lose their family and they don't have anybody just because they have to be who they are. I've never been able to understand that. However, you know, being the man that I am, I had some realization with that. So I went to the counseling, finally got my approval letter to say that, yes, this person is saying this person is definitely gender-wise male. So once I went to counseling and I got my transition letter, or my testosterone letter, we call it a T letter, I went to the internal medicine doctor and I got my testosterone shot.
Okay, so
and
hold on. Hold
on. Like the best day of my life.
Okay, so you can't get those shots without that letter. That's what you're saying.
It really depends on your state.
Okay, so different states
different states have different rules.
Okay, so you're in Texas, correct?
I'm in Texas, that is correct.
Okay, so Texas law, rule, whatever. Before you can start taking those shots, you have to have pretty much a letter stating, you know, that you can now get these shots.
That is correct. That you are sane enough to know that you are male, and you are sane enough to know that once you start, there's no turning back. This is irreversible.
Okay. All right. So now you start taking the shots.
Yes.
You know what? Before I ask you that, okay, you start taking the shots. When did you talk to your mother?
That's funny because I started taking my shots September of 2009.
Okay.
So I was getting ready to have my first surgery. And so, of course, because I was single, my mom was the only person that could come down to take care of me. So I had to tell her that I was having a surgery. But the surgery, the approval came so fast, I wasn't prepared because I was going to write her a letter, get her pamphlets, you know, different websites to help her deal with this whole situation. And it came so fast, I wasn't able to do what I need to do in an appropriate amount of time. So I had to email her. I had to email her the letter that I wrote, that I typed up, and I emailed it to her, and yeah. It went better than I expected. However, my whole thing was worst case scenario that I would lose my mother. Right. I would lose my best friend. And me not doing that was fine because, like I told her, you don't have to, I'm grown, for one. You don't have to like what I do. You're never going to like everything that I do because, you know, parents have this path that they want their children to take. You're never going to like everything I do. However, as long as you, I'm not disowned or I lose you as my mother, everything else I could deal with.
Okay.
So once I found out I didn't lose her, I was good with everything else.
That made everything so much better.
That made everything so much better.
Okay. So you had your surgery, and do you want to say what surgery that was?
I had a hysterectomy.
Okay. So you had a hysterectomy, and
mm-hmm.
It goes along. Someone asked the question, you know, we saw that trans man that was pregnant. Now, how do you feel about that story, though? You know, the one that was on Oprah.
Yeah,
and...
I remember. I totally respect him.
Okay.
I totally respect him. Because, like I said, every man's journey is different. And
okay.
if he was able to bear a child, then
okay.
I have mad respect for him because everybody's
okay.
not that strong. Everybody's not able to deal with that. You know,
right.
if I had opportunity, I can't say that I would not do the same thing. Because if my
right.
partner and I decided that we wanted to have a baby and the baby wanted to come from me and I still had a uterus, then, I mean,
right.
to hell with everybody else. I would do what I need
right.
to do for my family.
That's right. Okay. All right. Okay. Well, makes a whole lot of sense. Okay. So you had that surgery, and... then, you know, you're still taking the shot. And during this process, did you end up getting into another relationship?
No, I wouldn't say a relationship. I would say I dated a few people within that time frame.
Okay. So you dated a few people. But what do you
mm-hmm.
think? Do you think that the reason why maybe they didn't last had a lot to do with your transition?
I'm not going to say a lot. There were maybe a few that could possibly felt that they were being disloyal to their lesbianism, per se.
Okay. Okay.
You know, because a lot of people think that, you know, if I like a trans man, then I'm not a lesbian. And, you know, the whole thing is, what is a label? A label is something that you
right.
give yourself or society gives you.
Right.
So if you're going to miss out on someone to treat you like the queen that you are, then that's your bad.
Right.
And I'm cocky when I say that.
Okay.
It is what it is.
So, all right. So even still, you know, even dating, so you don't automatically reveal to women that you are trans. You're a trans man.
No, I don't.
Okay,
no,
so some people might feel like you're not being honest and straightforward, and help us understand why you don't reveal that right away.
Because that is a need to know basis. And my thing is, if I'm getting to know someone and we're just kicking it or we are going out on a couple of dates or whatever, then what you see is what you get. This is who I am. So my past has no relevance on us if we're dating or we're friends. Now, if we decide to take it to a next level, whereas if we're intimate or we decide to make up a relationship, then that is when it's imperative for me to let you know, okay, look, this is what used to be. However, this is what is now. I'm still that same person. If you feel like you can't handle that, then it was nice meeting you. Because I'm not going to change who I am because it is what it is.
Okay, so dating someone and then knowing that you guys are going to go to the next level and you're getting ready to tell, you feel like, okay, maybe I should tell that person. Have you been in a situation where you were where that person was freaked out?
I was conversing with this young lady, and she considered herself a straight female. A bio woman, which means that a woman that was born biologically female. And, you know, we were conversing or whatever, and she kept saying, well, you know, why don't you want to go out? Why don't you want to do this and blah, blah, blah? And it was because, number one, I didn't know if there was any type of attraction there. I enjoyed her conversation. And so, you know, and I told her, I said, okay, look, this is the deal. You know, I mean, we, you know, I was born a female. However, now I'm a transgender male. And, you know, her thing was like, she felt like I lied. No, I didn't lie. It's just, it was on a, like I told you, it was a need-to-know basis. So my thing is, I'm not going to put myself in harm's way if I don't know who you are or what you're about.
Right.
Because we all know people are ignorant and people are judgmental, and we are afraid of what we don't know.
Right.
So unless
right.
you know or you're educated, then sometimes your mind can play weird games on you, and you make you think that someone's lying to you. So, you know, her thing was like, well, I knew something was up. You know, she's like, well, I thought you were either a bisexual man or a gay male. I said, well, no, I'm actually a metrosexual male, but thank you.
Okay. Hey, you know, people, like you said, people, they don't want to understand, and then people get drawn back by things, and, you know, like you said, it's a need-to-know basis. Even with people
right.
who date, it doesn't matter if you're dating, period, I think that you shouldn't just reveal your whole self up front
exactly.
anyway, because
right.
a lot of times you date someone, and then a week later you find out they're a piece of shit anyway, so it's like you just
exactly.
told your whole life story within the first couple of days, and they're not even
right.
around after a week. So I definitely understand where you're coming from. Well, I have a couple of questions that were sent to me, and, you know, people want to know, and here it is, we're talking about the community, and what people don't understand is, okay, here you are, and you're born a woman, but...
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't have any, now you have transitioned to be a man. So that means that you actually had surgery to remove your breast as well.
That is correct.
Okay. And the other thing is you no longer consider yourself gay.
I'm not a lesbian, no.
Okay.
However, what I consider myself is someone who loves whatever, whether they're male or female. However, let me break it down a little more. The terminology you would use would be pansexual. And pansexual is P-A-N, sexual.
Okay, pansexual. Okay.
Yes. And for me, pansexual means that I am attracted to femininity, whether that is a gay man, whether that is a bio woman, whether that is a trans woman, whether that is a gay FTM, which is female to male.
Okay. Okay. Pansexual. All right. Okay. Repeat this again, because I know I'm not the only one that's sitting here like, okay, say that again. Pansexual is what again?
Pansexual is one who loves regardless of gender.
Okay. All right. Got it. So that means that, okay. All right, because you know me and you talked about this, and what I'm trying
right.
to do is, and I want people to call in. Hold on, we might have a caller. Because I want people to call in and ask questions because I could sit and talk to you all night, but, you know.
Right.
And if anybody knows me, I'm all about free love. And I'm not just saying, you know, just go out there and hump on anybody. But what I'm saying is, you know, as long as you practice love and you're not hurting anybody, I am the first one to say do you. Okay?
Right.
The first person to say do you. I don't care what people do behind closed doors. Basically, I don't care what you do in your personal life anyway. So I definitely, you know, I don't have a problem with the pansexual thing because I understand it. But it's people are wondering, okay, if you transition to be a man, you're pretty much mm-hmm. saying that you will still date a feminine woman or man.
That is correct.
Because that's what you're attracted to. Okay. All right, so yes, ma'am. You do have a comment. Okay. All right, so we have a comment for you. Hold on. Carter,
okay.
You are live. Welcome to Global 14 Radio.
Hello.
Hello.
First, I just wanted to commend the young man, Samir, for sharing his life with everybody and educating us all. And then I had a question if he could just I'm wondering if there's an organization or for younger men or women that may be going through the same thing and questioning themselves, that Samir could give some insight or advice on how they would go about starting their transition or at least get more clarity of who they are.
Okay. Thank you, Carter, for that. Samir, did you hear that question?
Yes, I did. Yes. Black Trans Men, Inc. is an organization based out of Texas. And we deal with all types of, whether it was straight, bi, lesbian, transgender, and we're all about awareness, equality, advocacy, and empowerment. Like I said, we're based out of Dallas, but we're nationwide, and we do offer services to those who are in need or have questions or need guidance on any type of transition. But it's not only resources for the FTM community. It's for everybody in the community that's looking for direction, or even parents that needs direction, or if their kids feel in this sort of way, you know, they don't know where to turn, Black Trans Men will definitely assist in getting you the direction and the help that you need. And there are mentoring programs for the FTMs, or the female-to-male individuals that, you know, don't know where to turn. We can be found on Facebook and also www.blacktransmen.org is the website.
Okay. Hey, Carter, did you get all of that?
Yeah, that's great information. Can
okay.
I ask one more question?
Yes.
I thought
well,
it was
have
really,
at it.
Okay.
Ask what you want to ask.
I thought it was really interesting the gentleman saying that it's or his sexuality. Basically, being so free and fluid with sexuality, was that were you always that way, or did you find that the more you transitioned, you and were able to accept yourself, you developed more of a sense of your sexuality, or how does that relate to your transition exactly? And if you could kind of, I mean, is there a difference between sexuality and gender, or does that have any bearing on your transition?
Well, my transition, I can't say that it had, I wouldn't say my transition per se made me pansexual. I will say that my comfort level within my body, within myself, after my transition made me comfortable to say that I'm attracted to femininity, whether it's male or female. Now, with that being said, there is a difference between sexual preference and gender. Because your sexual preference has nothing to do with your gender. Gender is between the ears, it's in your head, whereas your sexual preference is between your legs.
Got it. Nice.
Hey, we're all learning today. Trust me.
Well, I'm really enjoying this conversation and guest that you have on today, and I'd like to thank D14 Radio for giving people a voice to address matters like this. And that's all I had
to
say. Thank you.
No, thank you, Carter, so much for calling in. And definitely this is what Global 14 and Global 14 Radio is all about. You know, we don't discriminate. So it's just not about music. It's just not about, you know, trying to figure out what's the latest hip-hop video. This is Global 14 and Global 14 Radio is about everything. All right, so I definitely appreciate you calling in tonight And, you know, stay tuned. We're going to have more topics like this in the near future. All right. So let's go ahead and get in to some more questions. Because, like I said, we got a lot of stuff for you tonight, right, my brother. Well, and once again, if you guys are listening, we are live with Tamir Taylor, who is a transgender man, and call in at 760-913-419 if you have a question for him. And definitely, he said no question is off limits. So let's talk about some of the discrimination. Because one of the things that I find really, really cool is you've been at your job for the past 11 years. And
that's
you
correct.
Pretty much transitioned in front of your coworkers.
Yeah, I did.
So help us, you know, help us understand how that was. You know, like you said, you were already living as a butch lesbian, but how you are right now, you just transitioned. You just pretty much transitioned. But as far as your outside, as far as how you dressed and everything else, like you weren't feminine, you weren't wearing dresses beforehand or anything like that.
No.
You have always
nothing
dressed.
Like.
Exactly. So therefore, when you were at work, the only thing that people knew was that you were going through this process. So what was one of the main things that you had to do as far as notifying your job of this transition?
Well, first of all, I had to first let them know that this is what was happening because, you know, at one point, you're just not going to be able to go to the female bathroom anymore. Even though prior to my transition, I was still going into the female bathroom, but I had on a full suit. So the people that didn't know me or that were new to the job or whatever, because, I mean, it's over 4,000 people that work where I work. So, therefore, if they just happen to be in the building I was in, they see me going into the, like, kind of freaking them out. And, you know, of
right.
course, somebody would be like, oh, you know, that's him. It's okay. It's okay. It's cool. You know, and my thing is I never paid any attention to it. I never gave it any thought. I never act on it or whatever. I just did what I needed to do. So in order for me to secure my job, I had to definitely make sure that there would be no discrimination. And
okay.
I did that by speaking with my director at the time, and who in turn spoke with her director, and we all got together, and I let them know, okay, this is what's going on. I am transitioning from female to male. My voice is going to change. My body, my facial features and things are going to change, so therefore I don't want it to be a shock. Also, with that being said, I will not be going into the female's bathroom anymore. What do I need to do? So they, in turn, went to human resources who says, not a problem. You know, should nobody have an issue with it? So they brought all the guys that are in my building into private meetings, and they spoke with them and let them know, hey, Sam, if you see Sam in the bathroom, it's okay. Sam is going through transition. If you have any questions, you know, that type of thing. And there's this old Jewish guy that works there. He's like in his 60s. I thought
mm-hmm.
because of the mentality of an older person that I would have issues with him. Not one thing, not one problem. He actually came to me and says, so what are the names you decided to do? And I told him the names that, you know, I was going to choose. And he says, well,
right.
I think I like Samuel because it's biblical. So, you know, that in turn lets me know that he was saying, I'm okay with this. You know, I respect you for who you are. Because, yeah, old Jewish guy.
Old Jewish
I swear.
Guy.
You know, I just... Yeah, you know, you would think, like, he would totally freak out. Dude has no problem, you know. He wants to talk to me while I'm in the bathroom. That's uncomfortable. But, you know, other than that, he's a cool dude. I had one issue out of a black guy who had a problem with me going to the bathroom. He said that he didn't feel comfortable with me going to the restroom. And,
right.
you know, the director told him, like, okay, think about this. You say you don't feel comfortable. Why? What's the problem? You know,
right.
you don't go into the stall looking at another man's penis. Like, seriously, who does that? So what does it matter? If you don't know what the next person next to you in the stall has or at the urinal.
Right.
Are you looking? And if so, why? When you go to a baseball game or a football game or a basketball game, you go into the restroom, you go in and do your business, you leave out. You don't know who's in there and who's not.
Right.
So once he understood that, you know, he still, you know, had some issues or whatever. And so he found out that I found out that he was talking trash about me throughout the facility. And once he found that I found out, I went to Human Resources. And so before they could call him, he went there. And he told me, he's like, you know, I really want to talk to him. You know, that's my own problem. It's my own insecurity, something I'm going to have to get over. So he came to me once I got back at work because I had took some time off for surgery. And I came back, and he says, hey, can I talk to you? I was like, yeah, sure, no problem. And he says, well, I just want to apologize because I was wrong. He said, I'm not going to say that I wasn't scared. I'm scared because it's something that I didn't know about, but I did my research, and I respect you. And I told him, I said, you know what, man to man, I respect you for coming to me. And I hadn't had any problems since. So it's a blessing, really.
Right. Well, it's definitely a blessing that your job supports you and you don't have to worry about, you know, going through all the drama and all that other stuff, you know, and it's definitely that you have coworkers that support you there, too. The old Jewish guy story is pretty funny, though. Samuel.
Yeah, I know.
It's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Well, one of the things, someone in the chat room wanted to know, did your insurance cover your surgeries?
My insurance covered my hysterectomy.
Okay.
There are some people's insurances that will cover. Theirs just so happens mine doesn't cover everything. It doesn't cover any type of sex reassignment or anything like that comes out of pocket.
Okay. So you pretty much, when you got your breast removed, you had to pay for that yourself.
Oh, yes.
Okay. All right. Okay. So obviously that wasn't a couple of dollars. That was a whole lot of dollars. All right.
That was not expensive dollars.
Okay. Well, one of the other things that, you know, of course, we need to go ahead and address because, you know, I see in the chat room some people are up in arms. There's a lot of dialogue in the chat room. And do you think that since you were born a female and now you're transitioned to a male, do you feel like God made a mistake?
God doesn't make mistakes at all.
Okay.
I feel that God allows things to happen for different reasons. I was born and raised in the church. I'm still in the church, very active in the church, and still saved to this day.
Right.
What I tell people when it comes to that, because, you know, everybody has their own beliefs in the Bible, and I have my own relationship with God, and I read my Bible just like the next man. If a child is born with a cleft lip, they have doctors to fix that. If a child is born with a congenital heart failure, they have doctors to fix that.
Okay.
So why not have a doctor to fix me?
Okay. No, look, I get it. I understand. Definitely I understand where you're coming from. You know, if God made you a certain way, if you were born with one leg or three toes or, you know, why try to fix it? It's the way that you were born.
Exactly. So what's so different than that than me?
Okay. So then people will say, you know, with you being in the church and stuff, you know, how is that being in church? And I'm sure you went back and forth with a lot of people about what the Bible says. And do you feel like you are living in sin?
One thing I don't do is argue about the Bible because everyone has to die for themselves.
Okay.
You know, if they feel that I'm living in sin, pray for me. But I really don't want everybody's prayers. I can pray for myself because I have the relationship with God. We all sin and fall short of the glory of God. So, therefore, we have to continuously repent of our sins and pray and ask Him for forgiveness and guidance. So, therefore, I'm no different than the next Christian. I sin, but is my transition to sin? No.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, we actually have another comment for you. This is great. I'm glad people are calling in. All right. Hey, Leah, you are live with me and Samir. You have a comment?
Hi, I do. This is Leah. Hey, Crush.
Hello. What's up?
So I have a comment in terms of, I have a question, actually. First off, hands down, I take my hat off to you, sir, for Anchor, of course, for your wonderful interviewing season, sir, for believing in God. I was raised a church girl all my life, so I thank God that you still believe in God and that you are the way you are, so God bless you. My question to you is, in terms of finding a partner, a life partner, being that your comment was on how you, it's a preference situation, mm-hmm. I remember you saying. So, you know, it's a feminine situation or however it feels.
Yes.
How do you feel about a partner in your life, someone that bear with you, to be with you? How do you think about that in terms of marriage and that situation?
When you say gay partner, what do you mean, like male?
Oh, no, I didn't say gay partner. I said in terms of the
preference. Oh, I'm sorry, what did you say, a partner,
in terms of the preference that you mentioned, how do you
mm-hmm.
see yourself in the long term of, you know, having a partner, you know, until you grow old? How do you see yourself in that situation? Do you necessarily see yourself with a woman, or how do you see yourself?
Actually, it's just whoever I fall in love with. Currently, I am dating a trans woman.
Okay.
Okay. Explain that, because you know you're going to have to explain that. We know you're a trans man who used to be a woman.
I am a trans man who is dating a trans woman. A trans woman is a male, a woman that was born male that is now female.
Okay. Okay. And is the aspect of not having necessarily, given your experiences, does that have any, you know, bearing upon you? That you won't, you know, born as a woman? Given your background, not born as a woman, in your life, as you grow older, for the experience of not having any children bear upon you in any way, do you think right
now? No, not at all. I won't.
Okay.
I'm almost 40 years old, so I mean, if we wanted to have a child, if we decided to take it to the step of getting married or whatever, then, I mean, there are resources to have children. However,
right.
At this point in my life, I'm okay with not having any biological kids, because I do have a stepson who'll be 18 on Sunday, actually. But, you know, and the lady that I'm dating has a son who's 15. So I think we pretty much lived the whole life of being a family, whereas now it's time, if we decide to be in a committed relationship or marriage, then it's time for us to travel and do what we do. But as far as wanting biological kids, I've never wanted to have a biological child. And if I did, I do have a brother who can be a sperm donor.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Okay. All right. Well, Leah,
okay.
I want to thank you so much for calling in, and definitely.
Thank you for your question.
Yes.
Thank y'all. Doing a great job.
Everyone
thank
that's
you.
In the chat room right now, the chat room. I think this is the most crowded the chat room has ever been. So this is good. I'm glad we got a lot of people here tonight and listening in. Well, when you just talked about marriage and having kids, legally,
mm-hmm.
let's talk about legally. Legally, are you a man? Like, if someone looked you up, like, your driver's license, are you male?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So pretty much everything that you have says male. And it's
legal.
That is
correct.
Okay,
that's legal.
So there's no, okay, I'm still classified as a woman thing. Legally, you are a man, and if you wanted to marry a woman right now, you could, legally.
That is correct, because she is legally a female.
Okay. Well, there you guys have that as well. That was another question. Legally, Samir is a man, so there's nothing that anyone can really say as far as you walking down the street and people saying, well, technically, you're still a woman. No, you are a man. You are technically a man. Period. .com.
However, even if I did not have papers to say that, what people need to realize is that that doesn't define a man.
Okay.
Does that make sense? And when I say that, it means just because I may not look the part or one may not act the part does not mean he's not a man. Because,
okay,
as I stated earlier in the interview, all men do not transition with chemicals. Some transition naturally.
Okay.
There's a natural transition. And some people are okay in their with the way they look. You know, society puts it on us that we have to look a certain way. As for me, that was a personal choice that I wanted to transition to where I felt comfortable. There may be someone who has long hair, still has breasts, but in their mind they are a man and they are considered a male. So therefore I have to respect that person as such because I can't tell that person who they feel that they are.
Right.
Just because they may not look like I said they should look.
Okay.
So just because I have papers or have done anything. Go ahead.
Sorry to interrupt you, someone just asked. What is your birth certificate say? Excuse me. Sorry, I'm stuttering. But as far as now when you talk about your birth certificate, you know, did you get that changed? Can you even get that changed? I don't know, but enlighten
me. You can get that changed. It really depends on your state. Some states will not change it. Some states will amend it. In most states, some states will change it. Louisiana will change. And we'll seal the other one. You have to go to court in order to get your original birth certificate unsealed if need be. But there's no need to unseal it because you are a man.
Right.
It is what you are.
Right. Okay, pretty much, if people want to live as male or female, they don't want nobody to know, depending on where you're from, won't nobody ever know.
That's correct.
Okay. All right. Hey, you're handling your business, and, you know, like you said, you're open about it, but there's other people that do not want anyone to know that they used to be male or they used to be female.
That is called living stealth.
Okay. All right. Well, once again, I applaud you. I'm very proud of you because I know that we've had a conversation, and I do remember. And, you know, it was a long, long, long time ago, but I'm very proud of you for taking this step and transitioning. And I know you're happy. And, you know, as long as you're happy, I'm happy.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
You know, and some people, you know, might feel like, and I'm sure, like you said, you lost a lot of friends because of this transition. And, you know, I'm just here
but
to say that.
But you know what? I haven't.
Oh, you haven't?
I may have lost one associate.
Okay.
Everybody else.
I thought you were saying that you lost a couple. Okay.
I may have lost one associate. I may have had some people that were associates that didn't talk as far as friends or people that know me that have been in my life. They have been very, very supportive. I've had a couple of people ask me why, and I told them, don't ask me why because I don't ask you why you do what you do. Now, if I need to admit you out of my life, I don't have a problem doing that. So I was prepared to do that, but actually hadn't had to cut anybody off, maybe one associate.
Well,
so I can say I'm blessed, even in that.
Right. Well, for you, I know you don't really have a whole bunch of people around you anyway. So obviously you have the right people around you so that, you know, pretty much in that instance, that didn't really affect you that much. You know, some of us that might not be going through this, but in our everyday lives, we got to deal with idiots that we got to cut out. You know, we got to cut them out of our lives.
But it all goes back to education. When people educate themselves, then they don't judge what they know. We judge what we don't know. We judge what we're afraid of. And a lot of people are just not willing to educate themselves or even open their minds to understand everybody's not like you. Everybody's not the same. If everybody was the same, we'd be living in a Stepford America. We're not Stepford America. We're United States of America.
Right. Okay. In the chat room, I can't, I'm trying because there's a lot of, I see there's a lot of trans men in the chat room is very diverse tonight, and there's a lot of dialogue that's going on. So someone wanted to know what is trans experience. And I know it's kind of like choppy because, you know, the chat room is going pretty fast. Do you know what this person is talking about at all, Sam?
A man, a person of trans experience is pretty much saying the same as, you know, I was this. However, I've had the experience of being trans.
Okay. Okay. Got it. Well, I want to go ahead. And I want you to talk about the Black Trans Men, Inc. It's a nonprofit organization. And,
nonprofit.
I know that Carter called in earlier. Carter called in earlier, and he asked for information. And I'm sure there's a lot more people that are listening in right now. If you are listening and you have a question, please call into the station right now, 760-913-4119, and ask a question. Please ask a question. If you're afraid, because I know someone called and they blocked their number, no one is going to see your number, okay? Only the people that see your number are the people that are a part of Global 14 and the team. We don't know who you are. So please call in at 760-913-419. Okay. So let's go ahead and get into Black Trans Men, Inc. Tell me more about this organization.
Yes. Black Trans Men, Inc. is a nonprofit organization solely of African Americans. The focus, like I said, focuses on acknowledgement, social advocacy, and empowering Black African American trans men with resources like, you know, to make sure that a female to male has a healthy transition. We not only help female to males, but we only mentor female to male. However, we assist individuals that's in the straight, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transition, queer, intersex community with the tools that identify or help them to have equality regardless of the race, creed, color, religion, sexual identity, or even their sexual expression. So our website is www.blacktransmen.org. That's www.blacktransmen.org. And, I mean, we're willing to help. We're willing to advocate, willing to educate, you know, organizations, families, friends, whatever that needs to know or that has someone that is going through the trans experience, whether they're a trans woman or trans man, get the understanding of what that person that they're trying to help or that what they're trying to seek, get an understanding of what the whole trans experience is about.
Right. Okay. Definitely what I'm going to get from you is I see it, but I'm going to get everything together from you and post it on global14.com.
Okay.
I definitely appreciate everyone calling in and supporting the show. I definitely appreciate you for coming and educating us on what proper terminology and letting us know, you know, that you're not the only person out there. And as we can see, we had a caller that called in and wanted to know more information, whether or not this was their situation or they knew someone that was, you know, having this issue. And I even hate saying issue, but you know, for the sake of conversation, really, it's something that needs to be put out there. And like
exactly.
You said, there's a lot of people out there that are committing suicide because they have nowhere to turn.
Exactly. And it makes no sense for our children or even our adults to feel as if they have nowhere to go or if they have no one to talk to. because we do. You know, we are here. We're here to help. We're here to listen. We're here to guide. So, therefore, don't feel as if you're alone because you're not.
Right. Well, once again, I will be posting the information. I'll be gathering the information and posting it on global14.com. I want to, once again, thank everyone. The chat room, great dialogue in the chat room tonight. I see some of trans men in there and a lot of your supporters and just people, period,
definitely,
that want to know, you know, want to know more, want to be educated on, you know, what transgender is. Definitely, we accomplished something tonight, and I definitely want to thank you for that. So
great. I thank you guys for having the whole dialogue. The dialogue.
Right.
It starts there in the education. So I really, really appreciate you having us on. And, you know, getting the story out there, because, I'm not the only one. There's hundreds
right.
and thousands of us worldwide.
Right, right.
So I really thank Global 14 for having us here, because it's awesome.
Yes, yes. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I will be getting you on Global 14. as a matter of fact, go ahead and go to global14.com and sign up, because actually – people probably will hit you up in the inbox, so it would be a good outlet for you and also black trans men to, you know,
yes,
people want to inbox you privately and get questions or answers, definitely they can ask you right then and there. So, all right, have a good one, Sam, and I will talk to you soon.
All right, thank you.
All right, Lifers, once again, that was a great show. The chat room was heavy tonight. I want to appreciate everyone that joined us tonight. We will continue to have shows like this because I want people to understand that it's not always about you, all right? There's other people out there that have this feeling. There's other people out there that might be struggling. There's other people that don't have anywhere to go. And what we want to do on this show is educate people and let them know that, you know, there is somewhere for you to go. There is someone for you to talk to. And don't feel like you have to leave this earth because you have a certain group of people out there that want to hate you and tell you you're wrong and you're living right. Once again, like I've always said, and I'll continue to say this, do you. As long as you are not hurting anybody, I am all for whatever. As long as you're happy, I'm happy. I don't care what you do, all right? As long as you're not hurting anybody, I'm definitely fine. So once again, I want to thank JD for giving us this platform to have these shows and to talk about this stuff and have this dialogue. I want to thank all the lifers once again that continue to support the show here on Global 14, on Twitter. You can hit us up at Global 14. Also, you can hit us up at G14 Radio. Don't forget, you guys, the Global 14 store is now open. All right, you got some of the social deaf. You got the social deaf pillow. You got the social deaf figurine, Afro Man. And you have Orlando Dixon, his single, that you're allowed to purchase as well. So definitely go ahead and have that. And I think every single day some new stuff is going to be added, okay? So once again, I want to thank everybody for listening. This is LTL for Life, Global 14. Love you guys. Good night.
This is Global 14 Radio.
Yeah. So deaf.
Global 14 Radio.